Scientists quickly discovered that these dinosaurs had all died at the same time. Finding the remains in one place could mean only one thing. The entire herd had been wiped out suddenly and catastrophically.
Ceratopsian bone beds almost certainly all represent catastrophes. And these catastrophes only happen when the animals are moving together in herds. And in the fossil record, we see that with the ceratopsian dinosaurs, that every now and then things did go wrong. So maybe 1 in 100 of the bone beds that we find turns out to be one of these mass death sites where we have horned dinosaurs that were traveling in herds that died all at once.
With the Arctic vanishing, the seasons began to change on planet Earth. This triggered deadly flash floods.
This is what we get if you have a lot of big animals in fast-flowing water. A single pachyrhinosaurus could probably easily swim through even a relatively fast-moving stream. But when you get 2, or 4, or 12, or 100 going through the water, they interfere with each other, their limbs trip each other up, and they get entangled and they drown. The force of the stream carries these bodies together and washes them up against the shoreline or at the curve of a stream. We see that today when a herd of antelope try to cross a stream at flood stage together. They get stacked up against each other. And that seems to be what happened at Pipestone Creek back in the Age of Dinosaurs.
The small grains of earth surrounding the bones supported the flood theory.
Different sized grains of dirt travel at different speeds. Fast-moving water means little grains travel very quickly, bigger grains lag behind. So when they found these dinosaurs, they were completely encased in the same size grain, and that tells us that these animals were washed into their position.
But the flash flood raised new questions. A few deaths would have been understandable, but an entire herd of Pachyrhinosaurus charging into a flood and certain death? Lawrence Whitmer of Ohio University conducted CAT scans on the brain case of Pachyrhinosaurus, looking for clues as to how the dinosaur may have behaved. He found that this animal operated on raw instinct.